Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. This is your host and, yes, producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. Wow, do I have a show for you today. All of you ladies that are thinking, is there a way for me to get younger, healthier, have more energy, be better with myself and be better to others? Well, I have to tell you, ladies and gents, that we do. We do have a way. And I have an expert on the line with us right now that we'll love. I mean, I'm dying to talk to her. And actually, this is I would like to consider a good friend. I've known her for a little while. And yes. But before I bring her on, I just wanted to make sure that I do take my couple of minutes of your time to thank my listeners. I do, because this show is not alone. I have a lot of help. I have quite a bit of support as well, and I can't forget not to mention people that are supporting us and being with us throughout this, 2 years now. It's just incredible how time just flies. Today, I just want to remind you that it's Remembrance Day, and as every Remembrance Day, we do like to remember the ones have fought for us, the ones that have given North America the freedom that we have to be who we are, freedom of speech, and so many things that other countries, unfortunately, they don't have the luxury that we do in order for us to be free and be walking around and not have any issues. So, yes. I do have a song that one of our listeners submitted. He's a singer-songwriter, and he did do a song for Remembrance Day. That was pretty interesting. The song is called Third Soldiers by Sorrentis, as one of our listeners in United States and California. So that's pretty impressive. So thank you so much, Sorrentis, for submitting your MP3. Remember, this is a radio show, so right after the interview, we do play songs. So as I mentioned, we will be playing Sorrentis of Soldiers, and also Andra Pages, which is a singer-songwriter right here from Toronto, Canada. The song is called Pages, and the singer is called Andrea Goodman. So thank you so much, Andrea, for submitting your MP3. Also, I want to thank, as I mentioned earlier, this show has been listened to over 10,000 listeners. We have about 42 countries now. We have people listening to us in Australia. So good evening to my Australia listeners. They always listen the day after. That's when I get my emails and my comments the day after, because it is evening for them. A big hello to my cousin in Sydney. And also South America, Central America. We have listeners in Jamaica, Netherlands, here through our 10 beautiful, wonderful provinces, United States, huge following in United States. Hello, Solange. She's always asking me, can you please say hello to me? So here it is from Long Island, Texas. I mean, the list goes on. We have England, Turkey, Nigeria, Spain, Ukraine. We have gone to Africa. So a lot of listeners in Africa. We have singer-songwriters that submit in their MP3. I just want to remind you that the songs do have to be PR rated. I have my oldest girl now being my VA. She does my social media sometimes. She does my Instagram. She's an expert on that. And she's listening to the songs. So if it's not PR rated, we are not going to to be playing it. We love to play your rap, your gospel, your jazz. It doesn't matter what it is, but just be mindful that this show has been listened by kids as well. If you're interested in being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show or send in your MP3, please do email us. The email is radio@lizt.ca. Very easy, radio, because it is a radio show, at lizt.ca for Canada. The news, as I mentioned, is in Remembrance Day, so at 11, make sure that you are in a place that you need to be, because most places, especially school, I will be going to my daughter's school at 11, and she will be reciting the poems, so that's going to be interesting. So Remembrance Day. And last but not least, I want to give a shout out to my sponsors. Thank you so much, Nature Nova, for sponsoring the show. If you're interested in nature programs, naturenova.ca. Also, we're being sponsored by Alka Total Fitness. Alka Total Fitness, they're right here in the Toronto area. And if you're looking into burning up to 900 calories, Alka Total Fitness Kickboxing, one of the classes, that's the place it is. And itchypocket.ca, bidding website, so make sure you check them out. I will be cutting for a couple of words of my sponsors, and I'll be right back with my guest.
The Lizzie T Radio Show is brought to you by Alka Total Fitness, cardio kickboxing classes, nutrition and cardio kickboxing, Alka's 10 free fitness secrets, increased cardio health, better stamina and energy levels, increased muscular development and tone, better flexibility, stress relief, weight loss and weight maintenance, a helpful approach to nutrition, cardio kickboxing classes, your way to a fun, powerful workout. Contact Alka at
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by naturenova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
And I'm back. I'm your host and producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are live. Today is November the 11th, Remembrance Day. We have an amazing guest with us. Her name is Wendy Vanier. She is a speaker, a public speaker. She's a teacher. She has an amazing brand new book called Powerful Habits. And she has a foreword from somebody pretty amazing that I want you to hear her.
Hi, my name is Jerry Robert, and I'm the book publisher at Black Card Books, the publisher of this phenomenal book by Wendy Vanier, Powerful Habits to Grow Younger Every Day. Look and feel 10 years younger naturally, and I have some great news. This book has hit bestseller status, and everybody at Black Card Books is really excited about what's happening around the world about this book. People are looking for more energy. They're looking for answers. They want to feel younger. They're tired of the traditional approach of just get old and retire and die. Wendy is a phenomenal coach, a speaker, a consultant, a facilitator. If you have an opportunity to hire her to come and speak to your organization, jump at the chance. She's different. She's wild. She's funny. She's passionate. She's full of energy. Get her to come and speak to your organization. If you have an opportunity to attend one of her lectures, everything from verbal Aikido, where she teaches you how to speak with power no matter who you are and communicate effectively, or someone who just wants more energy and feel 10 years younger. If that's you, get to one of her lectures. Hire her to come and coach you and help you along these lines. But I just want to congratulate you, Wendy, for this phenomenal book. Everybody's talking about it, and I'm not surprised one bit, because it's a phenomenal book that is having an amazing impact.
Hey, If that wasn't impressive forward, I don't know what it is. Wendy Vanier, she has always been interested in health, and she also has always wanted to help people, people's lives mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. As a result of her passion, she became a certified health practitioner and a board-certified master coach and workshop leader. So she is here, and she is going to talk about her book, Powerful Habits to Grow Younger Every Day, Look and Feel 10 Year Younger. So here she is, and let's welcome her with a wonderful, wonderful round of applause, Wendy.
That wonderful introduction.
Welcome, welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you doing this morning?
I am feeling awesome. It is a beautiful day here in Toronto. It's not sunny, but it's warm, and we embrace those warm days in this cold country, especially at this time of year, don't we, Lizzie?
Absolutely, absolutely. We have people actually always wanting to. I have people from South America, and right now it's summer, so they're complaining about the heat. And I always, every year I complain about that is really, really cold, but not this year. I'm actually saying, well, heat must be nice, and this is a perfect weather. I'm able to walk my kids to the school, and it's just nice to breathe that beautiful air and just to feel just wonderful. Just I love walks, and I'm all about trying to be healthy and trying to be, you know, having that beautiful mornings with my kids, which makes a wonderful day. And I know you're all about that, all about being healthy and all about being good to yourself. But for people that don't know you, Wendy, can you give us a little bit of background? People that are listening to us and probably will love to order your book. So we want to know the person. So who is Wendy?
Well, Lizzie, that's a great question. I am someone who absolutely loves to learn, and I have been in learning mode for many, many years, and I love to share what I've learned with people who are looking for answers. So that was part of my motivation for writing my book. I have a background in corporate communications, public relations, and I realized about 14 years ago that was not fulfilling for me anymore, and I was looking for something that would be connected with a passion that I felt for nutrition and taking care of yourself. So I went back to school. I earned a diploma in holistic health, and I practiced for several years out of my home office doing reflexology, Reiki, and helping people with their nutrition, losing weight. And I found that there was something missing, and that something was really finding out how to deal with the root cause. So, you know, in my continuing journey to explore things that are interesting and helpful for people, I found some answers in advanced healing techniques, and I decided that what I really wanted to do was to share the possibilities to get people to be thinking about what could be possible in their lives rather than accepting the current thought that your history is kind of written by what's going on, what has happened to your parents. You know, that if they had diseases, you're going to get the same disease because, you know, genetics matter. And in fact, it's more important what you do, the choices you make in your life, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and how you care for this wonderful home, and I call this home your own body, that you live in for your whole life on this planet. So that's your first home. And as we know from the home that we live in to stay warm and safe, you got to clean your house, you got to take care of your house, you got to maintain your house. And if you don't, you're going to be living in a state of disrepair, and then you're going to have to do catch up. So I always advocate prevention as opposed to dealing with something serious when it will show up if you're not taking proper care of yourself.
I love the way that you say home, and I think when you mention it, when you say it that way, people that are listening to us, they're always. They see it as their body, as a place, or as something that, oh, I have to exercise. Oh, I have to eat better. I can't be doing this all the time. So it's just like nagging and being angry about you. But when you have a beautiful house that you love, oh, I want to buy new curtains. I want to buy a new sofa. I love the paint. So you kind of take care of it more because you're in love with it. And the way you, the relationship that you're given to our body as home, if we love ourselves, we will not be complaining or dragging our butts to go to the gym or trying to eat better because this is something that we love. So I love how you put it that way. And I hope people can picture that, can see how valuable is your body, is your home, just as much as that car, just as much as your living room that you just recently decorated. I would say it's even more important than anything else. And I hope you guys that are listening to us all over the world can picture this and can see how important this is. It's not just something that we have to. It's a need. That's why I always say to my kids, this is a want or a need, because this is a need. So I'm glad that you have put all those things together, Wendy, and that you've worked on this book. Now, one of the things that I would love to ask you is, what are the few or the leading causes of aging that we can actually control?
Well, that's a great question, Lizzie. And as we're all individuals, that varies from person to person. However, there are some basic principles about preventing premature aging, which revolve around choices that we make every day. So the little things, the little choices add up to either good health, excellent health, or unfortunately for a lot of people, poor health, and they don't really understand why. So one of the most important is not handling your stress well. And I love to say that that is the number one contributor to premature aging. And this was something that I struggled with for many years from, I guess, my early 40s up until, well, I mean, it's an ongoing thing. I have to manage my stress. And I have different strategies that I use depending on the time of day, how I'm feeling, and I find with a little bit of forethought, you can have a strategy that you know works for you, and you can go right into it when you recognize that you're starting down that bad path of feeling anxiety and overwhelm. And the big thing with that is finding what works for you. I mean, I talk about quite a few different strategies in my book. I talk about meditation, prayer, music, nature, deep breathing. I talk about how to do Andrew Weil's 4-7-8 breath, inhale for the count of 4, hold for the count of 7, exhale through the count of 8. And the details are in the book. Super brain yoga, which is involving inhaling and exhaling 14 times while you're crossing your arms over your body, holding onto your earlobes. I mean, some of these things sound really out there, but trust me when I say these are things that have been proven by various cultures around the world to be highly effective at increasing focus, reducing stress, and just giving you that little bit of assistance that you may need dealing with all the stresses that we have in this world. I mean, even from the standpoint of how many emails do you get in a day? How many things are you expected to do in relation to your work, in relation mm-hmm. to your home, with especially parents with kids or people who are caring for elderly parents? This is mm-hmm. a tremendous amount of stress that people are coping with today. And you need to have strategies that you can rely on to get you back into feeling balanced and grounded in your own body.
That is an amazing answer. And you were talking about people, moms and dads, especially moms that have that elderly parent or those kids to look after. Kids have so many activities. And one of the things that I decided that my kids will have activities, yes, they will have the swimming, but I'm not going to be rushing to the soccer practice and to the hockey or to the ballet or to, I think a child needs a structure, but that stressed the child and stressed yourself. And this is one of the factors that later on in life, you ended up developing high blood pressure, you ended up developing problems with heart disease, and that starts very young. And it looks like you've figured it out that if we start taking care of our house, I'm quoting you about that, if we start taking care of our house now, later on, you will see and you will reap the benefits. It will be a much better life. We are emails. It's incredible how sometimes you see your inbox, there's 200-300 emails, and oh my God, I have to go through that. And you started to get stressed. And what would you say? You mentioned a couple, but one of the methods that keeps you grounded, keeps you perhaps, gives you that extra for you not to get over the stress.
Well, for me, I use a technique called tapping. It's also known as emotional freedom techniques. And, of course, I talk about this in my book as well. I've used tapping for about 9 years now in my practice and personally, and not only to reduce stress, but also to help me sleep and to get back to sleep if I do wake up in the middle of the night. So this is really worth investigating. You can find lots of videos on YouTube. You can find information when you Google it. There's a World Tapping Summit every spring. There's individual practitioners. Of course, I am one who use tapping to teach people a tool they can use at home. I'm all about empowering people. I don't want people dependent on a practitioner, including myself, because I know that there are things that we can do for ourselves to nurture and care for ourselves that may sound outside the box, may sound weird, but with all the research that's going on with energy medicine and different ways to take care of ourselves that are proving very effective without using drugs. And by the way, I want to say that I'm not against drugs. I'm against going to drugs as a first line of choice. I believe there's all kinds of nutritional ways. There's energetic ways of handling a lot of situations that people may think, oh my goodness, I need a pharmaceutical drug. In fact, there's many home remedies. There's lots of options that you can explore through going to a practitioner, through looking on the internet. Of course, I always put a little proviso there too that the internet has got some good information, it's got some bad information. So if you are not able to discern what's good and what's bad, you'd need some help. And I always want to preface that with it. And back to what I'm saying about conventional medicine, it's really great for urgent care. Like if you've got a broken arm, you do not want herbs right away. You want to get to the medical people as quickly as possible to get that treated. However, there are things that you can treat naturally. I mean, I've written I call it a special report on the 8 secrets for overcoming insomnia. And so it's not just 8 secrets, it's all kinds of different ways under the 8 secrets. And this is the wonderful thing about natural medicine and about looking for the answers for you specifically. There are lots of answers that are effective. It's finding the ones that are going to work best for you that's the challenge, and that's partly why I wrote my book, because I have found many different options that are effective, are proven effective, and that's what you want. You don't want to be experimenting with things that you don't really know if they work or not, right? I mean, we all want, just tell me what works and let me do it. So that's what I put into my book.
Sounds like a very, very fantastic book. And now, your target market is basically mostly for women in their late 30s, 40s, and 50s, or do you younger women or younger people are actually looking at your book or at your method as well? What would you say that you're mostly targeting to?
Well, that's a great question, Lizzie. As I move forward with distributing my books at talks and events and that sort of thing, I'm always fascinated to see who is inspired to buy the book, because I was expecting it was going to be women in their 40s and 50s. In fact, what I'm finding is people who are interested in health and wellness, who are in their 30s and wanting to prevent problems, and people who are in their 60s who are seeing problems coming up and want to deal with them. And so it's very helpful for everybody. I mean, I would say everybody. However, I target women in their 40s and 50s and 60s, early 60s, because very often in the family, women are the keepers of the health of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I reach women, then I can reach men and children who the men may not be interested, although a lot of them are, and the children certainly need someone to point them in the right direction. So if I get the mothers, I can get and the wives, I can get the other people.
And I think that our kids or girls, especially as mother that have girls, the more we influence them, obviously the kids get influenced with positive things and negative things that we do. Not much how we say it, how we do it. And if we are into taking care of ourselves and exercising and eating healthy, they will actually pick it up, and later on they will actually look back and say, well, mom was doing a good thing for me to eat better and for me to exercise. This is fantastic. You're listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show. We have an expert with us today. Her name is Wendy Vineyard, a really good friend, and she is so enlightening us right now. If you have just tuned in to the Lizzie T Radio Show, the number is, you would like to call in for maybe a comment or a question, maybe just say hello, is 347-996-3926, 347-996-3926. Now, this show is recorded, so we are live, but it will be recorded. Right now, my social media is Facebook/Lizzie T Radio. We are in Instagram. We are in Twitter. We are on YouTube. Pretty much we're everywhere. So there is a radio button right now on my social media, Lizzie T Radio, on Facebook, and you can click. You can listen to us if you just tuned in and you're looking at my fan page and you've seen, I wonder who Lizzie has today. Oh, something about taking care about yourself and looking younger. I want to know more about that. So you can listen to us now or comment right after. And I want Wendy to give us the in. How do we get this wonderful book? How do we find out where she is? What is her website? And if people that are interested in and haven't heard to speak and at your event, obviously we want to know. But before I do that, I will be back with a couple of words from my sponsors.
The Lizzie T Radio Show is brought to you by Alka Total Fitness, cardio kickboxing classes, nutrition and cardio kickboxing, Alka's 10 free fitness secrets, increased cardio health, better stamina and energy levels, increased muscular development and tone, better flexibility, stress relief, weight loss and weight maintenance, a helpful approach to nutrition, cardio kickboxing classes, your way to a fun, powerful workout. Contact Alka at 34 Doncaster Avenue, #6, Thornhill, ONL3T4S1. 416-565-4962. Book your first workout for free. AlkasTotalFitness.com.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Hi, my name is Jerry Robert, and I'm the book publisher at Black Card Books, the publisher of this phenomenal book by Wendy Vineyard, Powerful Habits to Grow Younger Every Day. Look and feel 10 years younger naturally, and I have some great news. This book has hit bestseller status, and everybody at Black
And I'm back. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are broadcasting live all the way from Toronto, Canada. For all of you people all over the world, is morning and is Remembrance Day. And as I mentioned earlier, we're here with a beautiful lady. My goodness. And has she walked the talk? She looks awesome. If you're looking at the pictures right now, I'm not lying. So she's going to tell us, where do we get this book? What is her website? Where can we reach her? And for people that are interested in having her and their stage talk about wonderful habits, I want to use the word powerful habits, they can call her up. So go ahead, Wendy.
Well, thank you, Lizzie. You can get a copy of my book through Amazon.ca, Amazon.com, and it's on Kindle. I will be having it available through my website. It's not available there yet, but if you send me an email, I'll make sure that you're notified when it's available. It's Wendy at WendyVineyard.com. Vineyard is spelled V-I-N-E-Y-A-R-D. And I also have another website that I think is really going to be valuable for a lot of your women in listeners, Lizzie, who are in their 40s and 50s. It's called naturalmenopausenow.com. And on that website, there's a lot of resources for how you can have a smoother, more enjoyable menopause transition. And I do talk about that in my book, Powerful Habits to Grow Younger Every Day. I have interviewed people, other experts, about how you can handle, most people can go through menopause naturally without any added hormones or any medical intervention. And the key is to get your liver, your adrenals, and your thyroid in good working order. And you can work with a natural practitioner on that score, or you can check in with your medical doctor to start if you so desire. But people who have problems during menopause generally have a congested liver, their adrenals are shot from too much stress, unremitting chronic stress, and which is why I mentioned about getting your stress under control, why having some strategies you can count on, and an underactive thyroid. Now, your thyroid can also be overactive, but the underactive one seems to cause symptoms that are what a lot of people consider to be menopause. And so I would really suggest that menopause would be a really good condition to deal with before you're going through menopause, then dealing with it afterward. And women who are complaining about symptoms really need to take a look at how you can cleanse those toxins out of your body. I really believe that our bodies are overstressed with detoxifying from all the chemicals in the air, the water we drink, the food we eat. And the more that we can detox naturally using a cleanse, using a detox, there's lots of those kits and nutritional supplements available to be able to do your own cleanse safely and easily and quickly. You do a cleanse a couple times a year, and that's going to go a long way towards tuning up your hormones.
Fantastic tips. And I have just posted right now to everyone the link for Wendy's website right underneath my social media. So there is a radio button right now where you can click and listen to this interview. Also, there's a link to Wendy's website is WendyVineyard.com. So if you've just messed the spelling, there's a link right there that can take you to her website. And definitely get more information about her book. But as she mentioned, you can get this book on Amazon. Also, the naturalmenopausenow.com, the link is there. There's a beautiful picture of Wendy. Look how wonderful and gorgeous she looks. Probably 25.
Thank you, Lizzie.
No problem. But I'm not lying. It's the truth. And so if you want more information, definitely, definitely reach out. And if you mentioned that you heard Wendy via the Lizzie T Radio Show, hey, my job is fulfilled. I am complete, and this is the reason I do this show. I think a lot of us need a lot more. And when she was talking about out there medicine, don't think of it that way. I'm leaning, and I think more people are like myself and Wendy, leaning towards the natural ways. Sometimes when we go to the doctor, especially with stress, especially with high blood pressure, with thyroid issues, it's too late. So if we can prevent now, care of our home now, things will be a lot easier. And we always think that we are going to be in our 30s and 40s, but rapidly we find out that that's not the case. So we take ownership, and that's one of the things I like about Wendy. She doesn't want you to depend on doctors, on herself, or on things. She wants you to take ownership yourself and take care of your house, take care of your body. Wendy, it looks like we're quickly running out of time. I can talk to you about the subject forever. You're doing amazing. You are so, I look up so much to you. And since I've met you, I've seen you grow, and I see you involved in other things. I think we need to call you back to talk about another project that you're working on, which is verbal Aikido. But that's another subject,
yeah.
Maybe another show. Yes. And so please, please do mention. I heard you, Wendy, at the Lizzie T Show. And any last word, my dear?
Well, I just want to encourage people to find something that works for you, that you can do, you can implement into your life one step at a time. Don't overwhelm yourself by trying too much. Just do one thing. And when you've mastered that, do another thing. And, you know, you can turn things into habits so that you don't have to work quite as hard with keeping your willpower up. Take a step. I mean, even drinking more water is going to help you to look and feel 10 years younger. It's going to help your brain, too.
Isn't that something that we take water for granted? I am not going to be tired of asking my girls, have you drank your glass of water today? And this is just one. I try to drink 8, but that alone we're substituting with different types of drink. But our body needs water so much. And that alone is the one baby step at a time, like Wendy says, and it's definitely going to help you. Wendy, I want to thank you so much for sharing your expertise, your knowledge with my audience all over the world. I know somebody out there that is listening. If I can reach sometimes just one person out there in this wonderful, beautiful world, maybe in Australia, maybe in Africa, maybe in England, wow, this is really what I do this for. And please order the book. Order the book. Thank you so much, Wendy.
Thank you, Lizzie.
Bye-bye for now. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
And we're continuing on with the show before we run out of time. We have a couple of songs that people have submitted to us, 3 songs, as I mentioned. And because it's Remembrance Day, we will be playing the song by Sorrentis. He is a singer-songwriter from L.A., California, listens to our show constantly and wants me to play his songs. And he always, this is his brand new solo, and could not be better fit. Soldiers, here it is.
This one goes out to all who served your country long and proud. The ones who wanted to, but never could, shout out loud. To my country, I gave the best years of my life. To my country, I was as loyal to you as I was to my wife. I went to war just for you, so you could sleep at night. I kept the balance far away from you. I fought the good fight. I did it all. I'm a
back at home, the flag unfold. A long procession down the road. 21 guns, a hero's end. Here goes another veteran. Yeah! I was a veteran for life. I did it for you. I fought for you. I served for you. I bled for you. I killed for you. I died for you. I am a veteran. That means I fought for you. They say I was a veteran. That means I died for you.
And I'm back. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. Thank you so much, Sorrentis, for submitting your MP3 Soldiers. And it was just a fit. I'm pretty impressed. And we wish you the best success on your singing career. And I know you're doing great. You're doing a solo album every 3 months or so, if I'm not mistaken, with a video. So this is fantastic, and we encourage people like your, like Sorrentis, to work on their music. And this is your dream, this is your passion. Continue doing so, just like Wendy. She's always looking forward to helping people, and definitely, I find that people in our age, in our 30s, 40s, and 50s, kind of they get all the looks. So I'm glad Wendy is doing something for the rest of us. And that song is from Andrea Goodman, with the song Pages. She's a singer-songwriter here from the Toronto area. She's been doing really, really great. She's actually following the footsteps. She has the same same manager as Evita Chambers. So here is a song from Andrea Goodman. This song is called Pages.
I read the letter you sent. So many words wrote down. I think it may be time to turn a page now. This ain't no happy
we
And that was Andrea Goodman with the song Pages. Again, thank you so much for submitting your MP3. And our last song today is a submission from Italy. He is a singer-songwriter as well. He just launched his brand new video. It's on YouTube. And the song is called Give Me a Chance. And thank you so much, Italy, for submitting your MP3. And congratulations on your video, and congratulations on your single. And on that note, this will be your last song. And thank you so much for listening, everyone. Tune in tomorrow for another fantastic guest, another great show. And please don't forget to comment on my social media. My email is radio@lizt.ca for any questions or concern. And my website is lizztradio.com. LizzyTradio.com. Thank you, and make it a fantastic day, everyone.
Give me a chance, baby, give me a chance. I'm alone, feel alone, I'm way too tense. Give me a chance, baby, give me a chance. You're my moves, make it loose when I see you.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now, worldwide show, the Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome.